The Grand Portage Community Center is hosting an art opening of paintings created by the Grand Portage 2014 Summer Youth Program. Joining us now is Belle Janicek. She is art therapist and worked with the youth this summer. Welcome, Belle.
Thank you.
And well, first, tell us what the Summer Youth Program is up at Grand Portage.
The Summer Youth Program is a program that runs the span of the summer. It's it runs 2 weeks on and then 1 week off. And so the kids get a break in between. And the hope with that was that it would keep them a little more invested than a program that would run straight through the summer. And it seemed to work really well, both for staff and for the kids. The program was funded by the Center of American and Minority Health, University of Minnesota Indians, Into Medicine Community-Based Science Activities Grant Program, and it strives to raise health status of Native American population. Camp was funded by the CSBA, North Shore Collaboration, and Cook County Community Fund Project.
Wow. Well, so what are the age of the kids that took part in this, and how many kids were in the program?
The ages was 7 to 12, and there was probably about, I think, 24 kids in the program.
Well, what was the focus of this year's art project?
The focus was the Seven Grandfather Teachings, which is teachings among the Anishinaabe people. Is a set of teachings that talks about human contacts towards others. The teachings specifically are based on love, respect, wisdom, truth, courage, humility, and honesty.
And I guess I'm assuming these were paintings, or was it other kind of art?
They were paintings, yes. They're on canvas. They're canvas panels, and they're seven of them hang side by side. Their size is about, it's about 22 by 53 inches tall.
So were these collaborations where more than one child was working on a canvas?
The kids, I let them pick when they came in. I would take them in different groups. We broke them into smaller groups, and I'd let them pick what teaching they were called to. And so the beginning of the project was mostly about them creating an image to go on the canvas. The imagery was done on paper first with charcoal. They colored it in, and then we transferred the imagery on to canvases. And at that point, once the imagery was on, it was more of a free-for-all where they were all kind of painting on, you know, some days they'd paint on the same one, some days they'd switch around, but by the end of it, most of them had a hand in more than one painting.
Oh, I think that's really neat to be working on many
they
together.
They did a beautiful job on them, just beautiful.
Well, you're having an opening on the 10th. Tell us about that.
The opening is more just to let the community come in and kind of share the benefit of these hanging in the center. They're, as I said, side by side on the wall, and they hang across from the piece that the kids did last year. So the hallway they're in is really powerful now to see their work up and them take a place in the center and have their imagery up.
So this opening on the 10th, is that something that's open to the public?
It is open to the public, yep, and I've posted a few posters in the community. There's one at the library, I believe, and one at the coffee shop. And if they need information, they can certainly call OSHCE, and we can let them know. But it runs from 3:30 to 5:30 on the 10th. There'll be refreshments there, and we hope to see everybody there.
And is that the only opportunity to see them, or will they be hanging there for a while?
Hopefully they'll be hanging there for as long as the building is there. They're a permanent installation.
So if you can't make it on the 10th, you can stop some other time and look at those
paintings. Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, we're speaking with art therapist Belle Janicek. The opening for the Seven Grandfathers Teaching is Friday, October 10th from 3:30 to 5:30 at the Grand Portage Community Center. More information from Belle at OSHCE Ogama 475-2112. Belle, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, we just hope everybody comes to see them. As I said, the kids did a fantastic job, and they'll be there to talk about their experience. So.
Oh, yeah, cool. That's even better that the kids will be there at the opening.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Hey, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.